Look at the this evening we're going to look at
今天我们要看
passage of scripture from the book of Matthew.
Mark.
Good to see Brother Benji. I didn't call out his name. Anybody I didn't call? Good to see my three daughters, Mariette, Marisa, Maribel. Tomorrow Maribel will be 6 years old. Hi Maribel.
Hey.
So, what is it? Yeah, I sent out the e-flyer. I say we're going to look at Book of Destiny, right? It's a subject that is dear to my heart. But I don't feel it is today. But because I've prepared, but there's no flow. But this is the foundation. Probably next week we look at Book of Destiny. In heaven there is a library. So there are all kinds of books. If you read the Old Testament,
如果你看旧约,
they talked about Book of Kings. Book of in Revelation, Book of Life. Book of, there are many kinds of books in heaven. One of them is Book of Destiny. Jesus said,
耶稣说,
He came
他来,
to do what was written in His book.
来做书上所记载的, 他怎么写,
there is a scroll written about Jesus.
有一本,
so some people say,
所以有些人说,
if you live out your life
如果你过你的生活,
outside from the scroll,
是, 不是记载按着书卷上记载的来活,
not inside the book one.
你没有按着神所预定给你的生活来活,
zero.
那你就是零蛋,
you wasted your life.
你浪费了你的一生,
isn't that scary?
这是不是很可怕呢?
Are you interested to know?
你有兴趣知道吗?
The Book of Destiny?
你的命定的书,
come next week.
下个星期来,
no, I'm just kidding.
我跟你看一下,
watch the video. The Book of Destiny is very interesting. Because in the Bible, it talks about books and scrolls that are sealed up and some that is open. In our lives, we want to finish all that is in our scroll. I've shared with you before. Kenneth Hagin, God's servant. He has served God as a pastor for 12 years, two years as an evangelist. Jesus appeared together with an angel. He said, you have just finished your first phase of your life. He was like, I've done so many things. You just finished first phase. God said, because you are in the permissive will of God, and not the perfect will of God. Fearful, right? You can waste your life living all, and finally you found out you have wasted your life. This evening we look at the foundation before we look at the Book of Destiny. Because without the foundation, we cannot go to many things. I like to explore many things in the spiritual realm. With all of you. But my problem is, if you and I do not have the right foundation, it's not good for you and not good for me. We can talk about all the spiritual things, but if there is no true foundation, it will destroy you. It doesn't help you. So again and again, today I'm again reminded. One more time, there must be a real foundation in your life, in my life. End of this month, we will celebrate first anniversary.
Amen.
I think only Brother Joseph and Sister Joy is the first one who came, right?
Brother Joseph and Sister Joy 是我们第一个参加我们的
Two persons only, I think.
那时候他们两个人
Before I started,
在我开始之前,
I spoke to a few spiritual fathers, as in they are more elderly than me.
我跟几个属灵父亲说话, 他们比我年长,
Pastor Moses Day is one of them.
摩西牧师也是其中一个,
Another one is Pastor Bernard Howe.
还有 Pastor Bernard Howe.
When I spoke to him, he said, "Oh, I bore witness with what you're saying."
当我跟他说的时候，他说我跟你所要做的是做见证.
So he shared something.
所以他跟我分享.
So I went to listen what he shared again.
我回去再听他上次说的.
And I realized he said something very important.
他说了一个非常重要的话.
So many things you see today in the church.
他说今天你在教会看到的很多东西.
Can be big churches or can be whatever.
可能是大教会还是什么.
10 years down the road, they may not be there anymore.
但是10年后，可能这教会就不存在.
Scary, right?
是很可怕的，是吗?
See, there are things that are more important.
你看，有些东西是比较重要的。
But the churches today neglect to emphasize.
但是今天的教会却忽略了去强调它。
So the good news is.
所以好消息就是。
The last week of March, we have Pastor Bernard Howe.
所以下个月我们有 Pastor Bernard Howe.
Yeah, he'll be our speaker.
他会成为我们的讲员。
So write down the last Friday is. Pastor Bernard Howe from UK.
下个月最后一个星期, Pastor Bernard Howe.
Mark chapter 11, verses 15 to 17.
马可福音11章.
In the New Testament.
马可福音11章15到17.
In the New Testament.
15到17, 在新月.
Jesus cleansed the temple twice.
耶稣洁净那个圣殿两次.
Some people read the Bible and say, how come different story? And this one, this time Jesus cleansed like that, second time like that. The actual fact is there are two times that Jesus cleansed the temple.
有些人说为什么这样那样? 其实在圣经里面耶稣有两次洁净圣殿.
First time when he just started his ministry.
第一次是他开始服侍.
Second time when he was about to end his ministry.
第二次是他要结束他的服侍的时候.
It's a prophetic picture also.
这是一个先知性的图画.
In the beginning when the church just started.
在起初当教会一开始.
It started with a fear of God. Right now. You bluff, you come and you lie in front of the apostle before that. Before that. And now we are approaching the end of age. End times. Once again.
再一次,
Jesus wants to cleanse the temple.
耶稣要来洁净圣殿,
the spirit of the fear of God
敬畏神的灵,
will come upon his people again.
要降在他的百姓身上.
I have a friend in Indonesia, a pastor friend,
我在印尼有一个朋友, 牧师,
who told me a few stories.
他跟我讲一些故事.
He said people, you know, make fun of him or make fun of the Holy Spirit in his meeting.
他说有些人在聚会中的时候就嘲笑他或者嘲笑圣灵.
And when they went back,
他们回家的时候,
they died.
他们马上死亡.
So one time my wife asked me,
所以有一天我太太问我,
what if this happened in our gathering?
如果这个在我们的聚会发生怎么办?
Will the police come and question? Could it be Brother Alex?
Brother Alex 会来问我们?
Or Brother Albert?
Or me? 或者是我?
Or Brother Joseph? Because the potential suspect is the guy, right? What happened? Did you strangle the guy? Yeah, I told him it's okay. Just start like that. No
mask. 警察可能会来问这些男的是不是你们把他弄死?
Do you want that to happen?
你要这样的事情发生吗?
Sister Andrew, just shake very fast. It won't happen if we all are clean.
如果我们洁净自己，这是不会发生的.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Clean, right?
我们心里,
inside out.
心里外面洁净自己.
Sister Sherry also quite scared. Ah, clean. Ah, amen. Hallelujah. So Jesus cleansed the temple twice.
所以耶稣洁净圣殿两次.
Mark chapter 11, let's read just three verses.
马可福音11章.
15 to 17.
15到17节.
The Chinese read.
他们来到耶路撒冷，耶稣进入圣殿，赶出店里做买卖的人，推倒兑换银钱之人的桌子和卖鸽子之人的凳子，也不许人拿着器具从店里经过。 便教训他们说，经上不是记着说，我的殿必称为万国祷告的殿吗？你们却使它成为贼窝了。
Amen. It talks about Jesus cleansing the temple. My brother, my sister, where's the temple today?
Huh?
Oh, Sister Pat should be standing here to preach, eh? In our hearts. Everybody say, we are the temple of God. You are not convinced. I say louder, we are the temple of God. Amen. That's in 1 Corinthians
3:16.
3:16. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If we are the temple, like what we sang just now, who is the center of the temple? Me, right? Me. Correct? Oh, Jesus at the center of it all. Wow. Jesus at the center. Hey, very prophetic, huh? You wear this shirt.
I was supposed to take another shirt.
Oh, I thought, Kan hao lai. Some more hao kan. Jesus at the center of it all. I thought it was me. You thought it was you also, right? Thank you, Brother Alex. You corrected me. Let's look at the picture in Revelation. Do you remember Revelation? Remember a lot of things? Let's look at chapter 1, verse 10. I will read to you. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet, verse 11, saying, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what you see write in a book, oh, a book again. Wow. That's why like heaven has a lot of books. So God asked John to write a book and send to the seven churches in Asia.
神叫约翰写这些信，然后送给七个教会在亚洲。
Verse 12, I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. In the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet and girded about the chest with a golden band.
12:13.
His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes like a flame of fire.
14节.
His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was the sun shining in a strength.
到第16节.
Praise the Lord. There's another sermon going on there. So what do we see in verse 12? Jesus turned, not Jesus, John turned around. What did he see? Saw seven.
看见七个,
seven what? Seven what, Benji?
Candlestick.
Seven candlestick, right?
七个金灯台.
He turned around, he saw seven candlestick, right? What is the seven candlestick?
什么是七个金灯台?
What does it represent, Sister Anne? Seven gold, candlestick? Don't know. Don't worry, I also don't know. It can be found in chapter 1, verse 20. Chapter 1, verse 20. Victor, what is it? Revelation chapter 1, verse 20. What is the seven candles in?
Seven stars.
Can you read verse 20, Alex?
The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches.
What is the seven golden lampstands?
第1章20节.
What is it?
Seven churches.
Huh? Seven? Churches. Seven churches. Lampstand is? Churches, huh?
Not
I said, it is according to the Bible, right? So John turned around, saw seven churches. Verse 13. In the middle of the church, churches. What did he see?
他看到什么?
Who did he see?
他看到谁?
He saw Jesus.
他看到耶稣.
In the middle of the seven churches. Do you see that or not?
你看到吗?
Who was in the middle of the seven golden lampstands?
谁在那个灯台中间呢?
What's the golden lampstand?
就是耶稣.
Churches. Jesus.
那个灯台就是教会.
In the middle of seven lampstands. Revelation chapter 2 verse 1. To the angel of the church of Ephesus, write, This thing say he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands.
那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的。
What is the seven lampstands again?
那七个灯台就是七个教会。
Who is in the midst of the lampstand?
Jesus.
What was Jesus doing there?
耶稣在金灯台中间。
Jesus was walking among them.
行走。
Amen.
Amen.
Do you get it? Do you get it?
你明白吗?
Who is the temple?
谁是圣殿?
We are the temple.
我们是圣殿。
Jesus is in the center of this.
耶稣在我们的中间。
When John turned around and see,
当约翰转过身来看,
he saw Jesus in the middle of the seven lampstand.
他看见耶稣在七个灯台中间。
Jesus in the middle of our temple.
耶稣在我们的圣殿中间。
Jesus is walking in our temple.
在殿中行走。
You catch that?
你明白吗?
You catch that? Jesus cleansed the temple, right? We talk about Jesus cleansing the temple.
耶稣洁净圣殿。
We are the temple.
我们是圣殿。
Jesus is in the middle of the temple.
耶稣在圣殿中间。
He's the center of the temple.
在中间。
He's work, walking in the temple.
行走。
Amen.
Amen.
If you catch it, you say Amen.
Amen.
So what does this tell us?
这个是什么意思?
This is a comfort and assurance to each one of us.
这是给我们每个人的安慰和确定。
My brothers, my sisters.
弟兄姐妹。
God is in our midst.
神在我们当中。
God is in our midst.
神在我们当中。
When He is in our midst,
当他在我们当中。
He exists in our midst.
他在我们当中存在。
He knows.
他知道。
Everything.
所有的一切。
Wow. He is and He knows.
他在, 他也知道。
If He is in our midst,
如果他在我们中间,
He is reigning in our midst.
他在我们中间掌权。
He is in control.
他在我们中间控制。
If He is in the center,
如果他在中间,
means He is powerful.
他就是有能力的。
Everything is under His control.
一切都在他的掌控之下。
And He is walking in the midst.
而他在当中行走。
He, what does that mean?
这是什么意思?
He is working in our midst.
他在我们当中动工。
At the same time, He is in control and reigning.
他同时都在掌控，在掌权。
He knows what you are going through.
他知道你所经历的是什么。
And He is working.
他也在动工。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's our Jesus.
这是我们的耶稣。
You come together. We come together.
我们一起来。
Who is in our center?
谁是我们的, 在我们中间,
Jesus in our center.
耶稣。
He is present.
他在这里,
He is in control.
他在掌权,
and He is working.
他在动工,
that gives us comfort and assurance.
这就是我们有安慰和确信。
Amen.
Amen.
How did Jesus convey or say the message?
耶稣怎样说出这个信息呢?
That He is in the center of the temple.
就是他在圣殿的中间。
How did He do that?
他怎么说?
We saw in Revelation
在启示录,
that He's in the center of seven golden lampstands.
我们看到这图画,
right?
七个灯台的中间,
and He's walking.
行走,
let's go back to Mark.
让我们看马可福音,
Jesus cleansed the temple, right?
耶稣洁净圣殿,
how does He tell people that He is the center?
他怎样告诉人家他就是在中间呢?
Very simple message we have today.
今天的信息是很简单的。
Jesus has to be the center in our temple.
耶稣必须要成为我们圣殿的中心。
That is the very most important foundation we must have.
这是我们必须有的最重要的根基。
How did Jesus do that?
耶稣怎么做呢?
Let's look at verse 15.
当我们看第15节。
Mark chapter 11.
马可福音11章。
Verse 15.
15节。
They came to Jerusalem. Jesus went into the temple.
他们来到耶路撒冷，耶稣进入圣殿。
How did Jesus show people that He is the center?
耶稣怎样指示人家说他就是在圣殿的中心呢?
Number one,
第一,
He drive out all who bought and sell.
他把里面做买卖的给赶出去。
He chase away
他驱赶
all the people
那一些
that was in the center of the temple.
在圣殿的中心做买卖的。
Right. He went into the temple.
他去到圣殿中。
He saw people buying, selling.
看见人在那边做买卖。
He said, He chased them out. That's the first thing. He, sh- sh- he shared the message that Jesus should be the center. The first thing he did, he chased them away. Brothers and sisters, look at me. There are times God wants to drive some people away from our lives. Because they become the center of your life. There are relationships where Jesus is not the center. And Jesus has to stop that relationship in our lives. Was it forceful? Yes. He drove them out. Is it nice?
这很好吗?
Not nice, right?
这是不好吗?
When you and I experience it,
当你和我经历的时候,
ayo, how come my good friend like that suddenly betray me?
Ayo, 为什么我的好朋友突然间出卖我?
Oh, how come this one suddenly I cannot make friend with him?
哎呦,为什么那个人突然间不能跟我做朋友?
Jesus was driving people away.
那是耶稣在把这些人驱赶
from your life.
从你的生命中驱赶
from my life.
从我的生命中,
sometimes we don't understand.
有时候我们不明白,
we thought that, hey, Jesus said love everyone.
我们说耶稣说要爱每个人。
Correct or not?
对吗?
Why suddenly cannot mix with this one, cannot mix with that one?
为什么突然间我不可以参这个朋友, 不可以参那个?
Like, not balanced, huh?
好像不平衡。
Okay, you must capture this correctly.
你要好好的想。
Do you remember David and Saul?
你记得扫罗和大卫?
Saul was not correct, right?
扫罗是不正当的,不对的,
David is correct, right?
大卫是对的。
David never did anything wrong against Saul.
大卫从来没有对不起扫罗。
But he never followed Saul.
但他也从来没有跟随扫罗。
You see that?
你看到吗?
He respected Saul because God put Saul there in his life.
他尊敬扫罗,因为神把扫罗放在他的生命里。
But he doesn't want to follow Saul.
但是他不要跟随扫罗。
Amen.
Amen.
We can honor a person.
我们可以尊敬一个人。
We can respect a person.
我们可以尊崇一个人。
Love a person.
爱一个人。
And not follow the person.
但是却不要跟随那个人的行为。
You see that?
你明白吗?
You don't follow that person, you can still love that person.
你不跟随一个人的行为, 但是你还能够爱他们,
doesn't mean Jesus drive them away, you have to hate them.
并不是说耶稣把他们驱赶走了, 然后我们就要恨他们。
But you must cooperate with God.
你必须要跟神合作。
If Jesus drives people away,
如果耶稣把人驱赶出去,
you go and bring them back.
你又硬硬把他接回来。
Jesus cannot be the center of your life.
那耶稣就不能成为你生命中的中心。
This happens in many levels in our lives.
这在我们的生命中很多阶层发生。
Some is talking about relationships.
有些是讲到关系。
Some, if you go deeper level,
有些如果你进入更深的层次,
when you pray,
当你祷告,
suddenly think of some people.
突然间你想到一个人。
You want to pray,
你要祷告,
some faces appear.
突然间你看到一些面孔。
So when you go to a prayer level,
所以当你进入祷告,
you want to go deeper into God,
你要进入更深的,
you must learn to allow the Holy Spirit to drive these people away.
你就必须要允许圣灵把这些人,这些画面驱走。
This is called the art of stillness.
这就是安静的艺术。
You and I don't learn art of stillness,
如果你和我不学这个安静的艺术,
you and I cannot go deeper in God.
你和我就不能进入更深,进入更深。
No way.
不能。
There's no way.
不行。
Stillness is something you must learn to allow God to drive people away.
静默就是你让神把一些人驱走。
The Bible says God, Jesus drive away people who buy and sell.
圣经说耶稣把那些做买卖的人驱走。
Jesus didn't side anyone.
耶稣没有偏帮任何人。
Buy also out, sell also out.
买也出去走出去，卖也出走出去。
What does buy and sell mean?
买和卖是什么呢?
People who talk a lot, huh? Want to buy this, right? Huh? 5 kilo, 10 kilo, five.
Trading,
huh?
Trading,
right?
就是那些做买卖的很嘈杂的人。
Correct, no?
对吗?
He always in your mind. All the
在你的脑中时常那个
in your mind,
嘈嘈杂杂的东西一直在跟你讲话的。
Amen. You want to pray,
你要祷告的时候,
these things you must drive them out.
这些嘈杂的东西要把它驱走。
Do you follow me?
你有跟着我吗?
Hallelujah. Number one, God drives away people.
一, 神把人驱走。
When they occupy your thoughts, When they occupy your emotions, Jesus drives them away because Jesus has to be the center. Okay, I'm coming back to the balance. Then some people will say,
hey,
that means I'm so worried about my child. You mean I cannot think about my child?
No, right? No.
But Jesus should be at the center. Not your child. It's painful to hear. This is my problem now. A child.
我的孩子,
or a husband.
或者我的丈夫,
or a wife.
或者我的太太,
or a family member.
或者我的其中一个家庭成员,
if Jesus wants to be the center,
如果耶稣要成为中心,
this person cannot be in the top. Occupy my thought all the time. If he occupies the thought all the time, Jesus is not the center of your
temple.
Are you following me? Hallelujah. So Jesus has to be in the center of every relationship. Relationship. Ah? Wife and husband,
丈夫妻子,
church member,
教会会有,
brother, sister,
弟兄姐妹,
Jesus had to be the center.
耶稣要成为我们的中心.
You see, sometimes our church member also fight.
有时候教会会有彼此吵架.
Very clearly, you know.
很清楚的，你知道.
Jesus is not the center.
耶稣就不是在中心了.
And Jesus never side this side.
耶稣从来没有偏帮任何一边的人.
Both also out.
耶稣说两个都走, 都驱赶.
No, that means. What's wrong with that relationship?
问题就是这个关系出了问题.
Jesus is not in the center.
耶稣没有在这关系的中心.
What's the second thing that Jesus did?
第二件事耶稣做什么?
Hello? Are you following me? Hello? Look at the friend to your left and to your right. Can you high-five them for a while?
让我们 high-five.
I don't hear anything. Oh, I see your high-five again. Very soft today. Matthew 11 verse 15. What else did he do? Mark 11, very, very good. I was not testing you. I was not testing you. I got it wrong. Mark 11, 15. After he drove away people who bought and sell,
他把这个做买卖的人赶出店后,
he chased away things.
他赶走东西.
Number one is people. Number two is things.
第一，他赶走那些人；第二，他赶走一些东西。
Television.
什么东西？电视机。
Handphone.
手机电话。
Is it? No, right. What did he do? He overturned the table and overturned the chair.
他推倒兑换银钱的桌子和椅子。
He overturned the table that carries the money.
他推倒那些换银钱的桌子。
And?
还有什么呢?
Seat of those who?
Sold off.
还有卖格子之人的凳子。
There are deep truths here.
这里有很深的真理。
We haven't even scratched yet.
让我们来看。
We say we want the Holy Spirit to rest.
我们说我们要圣灵安息在我们的当中。
What does that mean? The Holy Spirit in our midst.
就是要圣灵在我们中间。
Some people, the Holy Spirit is in their midst.
有些人圣灵有在他们中间。
But it's in a cage.
但却是在笼子里。
Correct.
对吗?
These people,
这些人,
they sell those.
他们卖格子, 他们把格子放在笼子里。
Is the Holy Spirit with them?
圣灵有没有跟他们在一起呢?
Yes,
有的,
the Holy Spirit is in them.
有,
by his cage.
但却是在笼子里。
It's not moving.
这圣灵格子是不能飞动的。
A Holy Spirit that is not free to move, Jesus is never the center of the things.
在这个地方, 如果圣灵不能够自由地运行, 耶稣就不是这里的中心。
Do you see that?
你看到吗?
Why? All the, it has to be like that. Church has to be, I finish 10 o'clock, all this. Oh, you put Holy Spirit in a cage.
Oh, 不行, 教会应该要10点做这个, 9点做这个, 那样你就把圣灵放在一个笼子。
Number two.
第二.
Dove speaks of the Holy Spirit.
格子就是代表圣灵。
It's God resting on us.
是神降临在我们身上。
But they are selling and buying dove.
但是他们却用拿那个格子来做买卖。
Do you ever, have you ever heard of the word merchandising the anointing?
买卖这个 恩膏，神的恩膏。
哇 ，I'm very anointed. I can do this 啊。
哇，我很有恩膏，我能够做这个事情。
I use this anointing to make money.
所以我用这个恩膏来赚钱。
It's a fine line. People say why not?
这是一个很差一点点就犯错了。
People say why not?
人家说为什么不行
？But anointing is not meant to be merchandise all the time.
但是恩膏不可以拿来做买卖。
It's very dangerous.
不可以拿来赚钱。
If anointing is being merchandised,
如果你拿恩膏来赚钱
，Jesus may overturn the table and the chair.
耶稣就要把你的桌子凳子推倒。
I can prophesy very well. Some people say.
有些人说我能够讲预言，能够发预言很准。
So I go and prophesy.
所以我到处去发预言。
And people give me a lot of money.
我发了预言，你就要给我钱。
Correct or wrong?
这是对还是错的？
You can't
willing
to give or you ask for it.
People willing.
Some
giving. That is not. Okay. That is not the right question. That is not the right question. Whether you ask for it or people willing to give.
不管是人家愿意给你，还是你跟人家讨钱。
The right question is.
正确的问题是。
Have you asked Jesus?
你问过耶稣没有？
Can you take that money?
你能够拿这个钱吗？
Even people willing to give,
即使人家愿意给你，
you say no.
如果耶稣在你里面说不，
Sorry, brother,
那你就要跟那弟兄说对不起，我不可以拿。
Amen.
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 That should be the way.
这个应该就是这样子。
You are not controlled by the spirit of mammon.
你不是被马门的灵、金钱的灵控制。
You see, this graphic image is very interesting.
你看这个图画是很重要的。
Jesus did not overturn the money or the dove.
耶稣没有把鸽子和那个钱给丢掉，给翻转。
You understand?
你明白吗？
Jesus recognized money is important.
耶稣承认那钱是重要的。
Jesus knew that dove is important.
耶稣承认鸽子在那时候是重要的。
But the basis of where, of how you use it, the table that allows you to put the money, the your chair that allows you to sell your dove.
但是他们基本的内心是错的，这个桌子和这个凳子就代表他的基本的内心。
Your basis is wrong, Jesus will overturn you.
如果你基本的内心是错误的，耶稣就会把你推翻。
In Indonesia,
在印尼，
people do a lot of these things.
人做很多这种
事。I become a pastor.
我成为牧师。
I open a church.
我开教会。
I invite all the famous speaker.
我邀请所有有名的讲员来。
I always do conference.
我常常做聚会。
I collect money.
我收很多钱。
I become rich.
我就成为有钱人了。
It's a business.
这是一种生意，在印尼。
You want to listen to another interesting thing?
你要听另一件事吗？
Church can be sold.
教会也可以卖出去。
有啊。
In Indonesia, my friend asked, "Huh? Hey, my church want to sell already. Who wants to buy? Go and find a buyer."
在教会，我的朋友，哎，我的教会要卖出去了，谁要来买？来来来。
So sell the property, sell the church.
哪一个牧师要买整个教会
？Scary 了。
可怕吗
？This scary.
可怕吗
？Yeah, scary 哦。Huh?
这是很可怕。
Scary 了。Are you following me?
你有没有跟着我？
See, there are many images here.
所以这里有很多图画。
You go home and you meditate and ask God to speak to you.
你回去默想，然后要神对你说话。
Very important is your relationship between money and dove.
最重要的就是你跟钱和鸽子之间的关系。
Money and dove.
钱和鸽子。
Many people cannot overcome this.
很多人不能胜过这个。
Is it money or dove? Money or dove?
你要钱还是要鸽子？
Why did Jesus? It was recorded so clearly. Money or dove?
这里很清楚的记载，钱还是鸽子。
Remember, Jesus never belittle money, okay?
你记得耶稣没有小看钱。
I'm not belittling money, also.
我并不是小看钱。
It's the relationship between money or dove.
而是钱和鸽子之间的关系。
Who controls you?
谁在控制你
？Who is at the center?
谁在你的中心
？More often than not, hello.
很多时候。
骗自己 ，we bluff ourselves。
我们自己骗自己。
Oh, I love Jesus very much.
哦，我很爱耶稣。
I do this.
我做这个。
So that I have a lot of money.
好让我有很多钱。
When I have a lot of money.
当我有很多钱。
I can build big church.
我就建很大的教会。
Right, we always say, yeah, right.
我们常常。
I have a lot of money, not only build big church.
我有很多钱，我不只是要建教会。
I buy Mercedes for the pastor.
我买那个 Mercedes 给牧师坐.
Right, no? We have all these very noble things. I will do this, do that.
我们有这种很高崇的思想，我做这个做那个.
Did God ask you to do that?
但神有没有叫你做呢?
Did God ask you to do that?
神有没有叫你做呢?
If God gives you that assignment,
神有没有给你这份功课?
Praise the Lord.
如果神给你这样的工作, 那赞美神.
I know of a servant of God in the U.S.
我知道 U.S. 美国有一个神的仆人.
He needed to fund something.
他需要,
He needed to do a project.
做一个工程.
A white stadium program.
一个很大的 stadium的工程.
An old lady calling up.
有一个很老年的妇女就
70, 80 years old.
打给他七八十岁.
Hello, Pastor.
Hello, 牧师.
Every month I pay you 70,000.
每个月我付你70,000.
Until your project finish.
直到你的工程完成.
The pastor go and see her house.
牧师去看他的家.
Small house by the roadside.
他只是住在路边一个小小的屋子.
Roof also got hole.
这个屋顶也有洞.
Wow. It's not that when I reach that I give.
并不是我有钱我能给.
He gives. She gave because God asked her.
她给，因为神叫她做.
Small house.
她只有一个小小的屋子.
By the highway.
在路边.
Here, old, but she was so old, 70, 80 years old, living by herself.
她很老了，自己一个人住.
So don't bluff ourselves.
所以让我们不要骗自己.
It's not when I'm rich, I will give.
并不是我很有钱了，我就能给.
It's the question of obedience.
而是顺服的问题.
Amen.
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 When you have 1,000,
当你有1,000块,
Jesus said, give that person 950.
耶稣说给那个人950块.
Not when you're rich.
不是当你有钱的时候.
But when you have 1,000.
而是你有1,000块.
Jesus said, give 950.
耶稣说给950块.
So what is it? Obedience.
那你要做什么? 顺服.
Obedience.
顺服.
That's the relationship between love and the money.
这就是格子和金钱之间的关系.
We got to break this mind. Set all wrong and break it down. When I'm rich, then I can bless.
说,我有钱了,我才能祝福你.
So forever wait until you're rich.
所以你永远都在等有钱.
You'll never be rich enough.
你永远都不会足够的有钱.
Salary now 5,000.
我的薪水现在5,000.
My children grow up already, you know.
我的孩子长大了.
My salary 10,000.
现在我有10,000了.
My children want to go to university.
孩子要上大学了.
Forever not enough.
我们永远都是不够的.
Your salary 20,000.
我现在我的金钱是20,000.
My car big, oh, insurance very high, you know. 2.4 liter, the road tax how much, you know.
我的车全部什么费用都要付.
You don't believe you ask. Correct.
费用越来越高.
The more you earn,
你越赚越多,
expenditure becomes more.
你的这个花费就越大.
Becomes not enough.
永远都是不够.
So when like, will you be rich?
所以你什么时候才会有钱?
When, Benji? No answer, right?
没有答案.
Next, what did Jesus do?
耶稣做什么呢?
He overturned the table. He overturned the chair.
他翻转这个桌子和凳子.
Another thing before I go. You see, the money is free, but the dove is trapped. Go and think, why? What does that mean? Go back and ask Holy Spirit to speak to you. Verse 16. Jesus will not allow anyone to carry wares through the temple. So number one, he drove out people.
第一,他把人驱赶.
Number two, he drove out, he overturned table and chairs.
第二,他推翻桌子和凳子.
Forcefully.
很强迫性的推倒.
Number three.
第三,
he will not allow anyone to cross like that.
他不允许人拿着器具在店里走来走去.
Those who know God.
那些认识神的人，那些珍惜神的同在的人。
Hello, hello, look at me. Those who know the glory of God.
那些认识神的荣耀的人。
I don't know whether you have watched before.
我不知道你有没有看过。
Have you watched Benny Hinn's meeting?
你看过 Benny Hinn的聚会吗？
Huh? People walk like that. They say, sister.
如果人在聚会走来走去，
Please sit down.
他就会说，姐妹，请你坐下。 神的荣耀在这里。
Please respect the presence of God.
请你尊敬神的同在。
Wow. Ours is 你suka suka了。 I want to pee you, cannot.
就是我喜欢，我要上厕所就上厕所。
对吗？ Modern day Christianity,
对吗？
我苏卡巴布里瓦。
我喜欢，我要做什么东西？
我买币用的卡巴瓦的，我
小杯要出来了，怎么办？
过来嘛。
对吗
？I don't want to come to your church。
这样我就不要来你教会。
See, right? Today the news I read, right? Very funny people.
今天我读到一个。
This is a world very funny already.
这是很奇怪的事情。
Go and buy the expensive handbag.
这个人去买很贵的手提袋。
The people didn't treat him well.
然后那个卖的人没有好好对待他。
He take out scissors, cut his own bag.
他就拿出剪刀剪他的手提袋。
我笑，我打输盖，你对爱我怎么？
他说我爽啊，你对我这么不好，我把这个手提袋剪坏。
说错。
这个人有一点问题。
Same lah, we also go to church like that.
我们都是这样。
哇，
哇我来教会，你对我这样，我不要去你的教会。
Who's the center of the?
谁是
temple
的殿的中心呢
？Me, myself, and
myself,
Irene, I, me, myself, and I.
我们常常就是把自己当成是圣殿的中心。
Can you imagine that?
你可以想象吗
？Last time is also like that. In the days of old, people learn to fear God.
在以前的日子，人学习怎样的敬畏神。
There's built-up silence.
在聚会中是没有吵闹的。
Because God's presence was there.
因为神的同在在这里。
They respect.
他们学习敬畏神。
They honor God's presence.
遵从神的同在。
But very sad today.
但是今天很可悲的。
Ministry in different churches.
当我去不同的教会服事
you ask people to come, let's pray.
你说来，我们来祷告。
Or the call means we invite God to come, right?
有时候我们呼召来，现在神在这里了，你们来前面祷告。
So pray.
所以有些人就出来要祷告。
Outside, at the back, they have another pasamalam.
后面他们就开始了他们的pasamalam.
Is it correct?
这是对的吗
？You understand what I'm saying?
你明白吗
？You ask God to come.
我们邀请神来。
If you ask Agong to come,
如果你邀请那个王来
you ask President to come,
你邀请那个总统来
Will you have a Pasamalam at the back?
你敢不敢在后面有一个 Pasamalam 呢
no, no.
不敢
God?
但是神我们却敢
But God?
但是神呢
God is beginning to restore that
神开始要恢复这种敬畏的心
I'm very happy. I know there are pastors in America.
我知道在美国有一些叫牧师。
They're beginning to encourage.
他们开始鼓励人。
You worship, don't talk to each other.
当我们敬拜的时候，不要讲话。
Good, right?
这是很对的，是吗
？We're all learning.
我们都在学习。
My wife also teach our daughters.
我的太太也教我的孩子。
These are good things.
这是很重要的事情。
They're still learning.
他们还在学习。
Amen.
Amen.
You and I are still learning.
你和我也在学习。
Walk here and there, distraction.
走来走去是分散人的注意力。
Jesus said, "No distraction in the temple."
耶稣说，在圣殿里不要有分散。
Correct, not verse 16. Jesus does not allow what anyone to carry wares through the temple.
耶稣不许人拿着器具从殿里走来走去。
Two things here: no distraction and no burden.
不要有这个分散注意力的事情，也不要有重担。
In your life, this is what God calls you to be.
在你的生命，神呼召你。
In your heart, in your temple.
在你的中心。
If Jesus is the center.
如果耶稣是你的圣殿。
No other people can occupy your heart, your emotions.
如果耶稣是你的中心，其他的人是不可以占据你的情绪，占据你的。
Number two.
第二。
No things.
没有任何的事物。
Yeah? No money.
金钱。
Should take that place.
应该占据你的中心。
Number three.
第三。
No distraction.
不可以有分散注意力。
No burden.
也不要有重担。
I don't know whether you have discovered it. When you have burden, you can flow very difficult. You find great difficulty to get into God's presence.
当你带着很大的重担，你就很难进入神的同在。
I cannot pray if I have burden.
如果我带着重担，我就不能祷告。
I don't know whether it's a personal thing.
我不知道这是个人的。
But if I carry burdens, I cannot pray.
如果我自己带着重担不交给耶稣，我就不能祷告。
I cannot enter into God's presence.
我就不能进入神的同在。
So I must first unload my burden.
所以我需要先交出来我的重担。
Put my burden, cast my cares.
把我的重担交给耶稣。
It's very practical.
这是很实
际的。If you carry burden, you cannot pray.
如果你带着这个重担，你不能祷告。
You must pour it out for God.
你需要向神倾吐。
Only then you can get into the flow of God's presence.
交给神，然后你才能进入神的同在。
Because when you are in the flow of God's presence,
因为当你在神的同在中,
it's a flow, like a river.
这是一个河流，好像河流的同在。
Ideas will come.
神的这个话语，这个意念就会流过来。
Solution to your problem comes in the river.
你的问题的答案也会在这个河流中流到你。
The problem is you and I cannot get into the river.
你的问题就是你和我不能进入这个河流，得到这个答案。
Whenever I cannot get into the river,
当你进不到这个河流，
I know something is making occupying inside here.
就是有东西在占据你的心。
I gotta take it out.
那你需要把它拿走。
I gotta remove it.
你需要把它除掉。
Hello, are you following me?
你有没有听呢？
It's very important.
这是很重要的。
Hello.If you want to go deeper into God,
如果你要进入神的更深,
you must learn all these things.
我们要学习。
It's biblical. Let me read to you Hebrews 12, verse 1 to 2.
希伯来书十二章一到二节。
We are all, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses,
我们被云彩的见证人围绕。
Let us lay aside every weight,
让我们把一切重担卸下。
And the sin which so easily trap us,
还有容易缠累我们的罪。
And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
让我们带着忍耐的心奔跑，耶稣是我们的信心创始成终者。
For the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So you see, you cannot carry burden and run.
所以你不能够带着重担跑。
You cannot carry weight and run.
你不能够带着重担来跑。
And cannot get into the presence of God.
你不能进入神的同在。
Hello, I'm going to finish here. Look at me, everyone.
让我们看这里。
When you realize it is important that Jesus is the center.
当你发现耶稣是我们的中心是很重要的。
You will then get into a, you register yourself in a school.
你就把自己报名在耶稣的学校里面。
And the name of the school,
而这个耶稣的学校就是
is called, everyone look at me, School of Unlearning.
就是
unlearn all the wrong things in your life.
就是重新的丢掉你学错的东西。
Many people don't get into this school.
很多人没有报名这样的学校。
Through the, their lives,
在他们一生中,
it could be their background,
可能他们有不一些背景,
it could be some circumstances in their lives,
或者一些环境,
hello, I'm sorry, yeah, let me be honest,
让我老实的告诉你,
it could be some half truth you learn in some churches,
或者是你在教会学的一半的真理,
incorrect teachings from certain churches,
错误的教导,
if you carry them on,
如果你带着这些东西,
you can't,
你不能够。
You want Jesus at the center?
你要耶稣在中心。
You register yourself in the school of unlearning.
你就要重新丢掉你所学错的东西。
You realize many things you have been taught could be incorrect.
你会发现很多你学过的东西其实是不对的。
I'm being honest with you.
我很老实的告诉你。
When I also.Preach and share in a workplace.
当我在我的办公室那边跟他们分享讲道。
I also do that.
我也这样做。
But I realize.
我发觉。
If I talk about things like that.
如果我讲到这样类似的东西。
People don't understand.
他们不明白。
In Hokkien, they are wukiu.
他们摸不着。
Catch no ball.
不明白。
Understand? We talk about worship God for who He is.
如果我们说到敬拜神，因着神是神。
What is this? What are you talking about?
这是什么？
Christianity is about you have problem, you pray, God answer, you have a testimony.
他们说基督教就是你有问题，然后祷告，然后神答应你了，你有一个见证。
Correct, huh?
对吗
？That's all Christianity is about.
他们说基督教是这样子。
You come to church.
你来到教会。
You come to Jesus.
来到耶稣。
To get what you want.
来得到你所想要得到的东西。
I never see it in the Bible.
我在圣经中从来没有读到。
I never see in the Bible.
从来没有看到。
Come to become Christian.
你来做基督徒。
The Bible it says.
圣经说。
Come and die.
来对自己死。
Jesus said.
耶稣说。
You want to follow me?
你要跟随我。
You die first.
你要来对自己死。
No, 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 no. They say no, no, no. You are extreme.
他们说不行，你太极端。
You don't register yourself in the school of unlearning.
如果你不丢弃这些学错的东西，
you may not withstand what is coming in the future.
那将来要发生的事，你就不能忍受。
Paul never said that.
保罗从来没有说。
Come to Jesus to get what you want. Never.
来到耶稣来拿你要拿的东西。
come and know God because of what I can get from God.
来认识神是因为我想要从神身上得什么东西。
Hello. From the Bible.
从来没有这样子教导。
No such thing.
没有这样的东西。
Can we worship God for who He is?
我们能不能敬拜神，单单因着他就是他？
No, everything we do,
我们所做的一切
is to get something.
总是想要得一些东西。
I pay tithe.
我给十一奉献。
To get something.
为了要得着一些祝福。
I sow.
我撒种。
To get something.
为了要收一些货。
Thirtyfold.
我要收三十倍。
Sixtyfold.
我要收六十倍。
Hundredfold.
我要收一百倍。
I serve God. I put my time.
服侍神。我把这时间放在教会。
So that God will bless my family.
好让神更加祝福我的家庭。
Correct, Lord, correct,
Lord. 对吗？我们总是这样。
We all taught like that, right?
我们总是这样子受教导。
We must come to church.
我们要来教会。
So to be blessed.
好让我们得祝福。
If your children treat you like
that. 如果你的孩子这样子对待你的话，你怎么办？
I remember Brother Joseph, he told us, right, during Chinese New Year.
我记得 Joseph 弟兄告诉我们在新年。
You know, there are many Petronas, the Naga video.
有一些 Petronas, the Naga 的 video.
All the parents waiting for their children to come
back. 那些父母在等着孩子回家。
My children is a doctor, lawyer.
我的孩子是律师、
Never come back.
医生，但是
Correct, you told us the story.Imagine God sitting there.
你想象神坐在那里。
My children, bless 34, 64.
神的孩子，三十倍、六十倍、一百倍的祝福了。
Very blessed, very blessed.
很祝福，很祝福。
Nobody is with me.
但是却没有人去到天父的心那里。
Nobody is with me.
没有人跟天父在一起。
He's sitting alone. But my children are very blessed.
天父一个人坐着，但是他的孩子全部都很蒙福。
Very blessed.
很蒙福。
Good testimony.
很好的见证。
Very good testimony.
全部都有很好见证。
They're not with me.
但是却没有跟天父在一起。
This morning.
今天。
When I thought about that.
当我想到这件事。
I told God.
我跟神说。
Let me be with you.
让我坐在你身边。
If nobody wants,
如果没有人要和你坐在一起，
let me stay with you.
让我和你在一起。
When Jesus at the Garden of Gethsemane,
当耶稣在克西马尼园，
he told the disciples,
他跟门徒说，
Can you stay with me?
你可以跟我一起警醒一下吗？
For 1 hour,
警醒一个小时。
The disciples could not.
门徒却做不到。
Do you see?
你看到吗？
Jesus has a heart.
耶稣有一颗心。
Longing for children to be with him.
渴慕他的孩子来和他在一起。
I tell Jesus I want.
我跟耶稣说我要。
Many times I don't.
很多时候我不要。
I don't. 我没有。
很多时候我没有。
But I want.
但是我没有这样，但是我要。
I want to be with God.
我要跟神在一起。
You look at the Petronas video, you understand, right?
你看那个 Petronas 的新年的 video, 你明白。
Can you understand the video played by heaven?
你可以想象，如果在天上放播这样的节目，这样的戏。
Something is not right.
那就是有些东西不对了。
One blessing.
我们有很多的祝福。
We want blessing.
我们要祝福。
God help my problem.
神帮助我的问题。
Bless my business, my cat,
祝福我的生意，我的猫，我的兔子。
Give me a big house.
给我大屋子。但却没有跟神花时间在一起。
Give me gift, give me anointing, give me ministry.
那个恩赐，给我这个服事，那个服事。
Nobody is with God.
但却没有人跟神在一起。
Nobody is spending time with God.
没有人愿意花时间跟神在一起。
Can you feel what Jesus would have felt?
你能感受到耶稣的感受吗？
Do you think?
你有没有觉得
you think Jesus is at the center?
耶稣在你的生命中是中心吗？
Do you think Jesus is at the center?
你认为耶稣是在你生命的中心吗？
Ministry will take on a different perspective.
服事会有很多不同的看法。
Worship will take on a different perspective.
敬拜也有很多不同的看法。
Some people worship to get something.
有些人来敬拜为了要得着一些东西。
That's not worship.
这不是敬拜。
对吗？ Worship to get something.
敬拜为了要得着一些东西。
Can you take two steps backward and think, I worship to get something. Is that worship?
让我们想一下，如果我敬拜是为了要得一些东西，这是敬拜吗？
If you don't let me serve, I don't want to come to this church.
如果你不让我服侍，我不要来教会。
I only on fire when I get to serve.
当我有的服侍的时候，我才会火的。
Think about it and see.
我想一下，这个是不是有问题？
If you don't get to serve, you're not on fire.
如果你没有得服侍，你就没有火热。
What kind of fire is that?
那这是什么样的火热？
Why not? If the pastor never called me, I don't go already.
如果牧师没有叫我，我就不要去教会。
What kind of Christianity is that?
这是什么基督徒呢？
Does it strike fear in your heart?
这是不是在你心中升起一个敬畏的心？
Correct or not?
对吗？
Who is
at the center?
The modern day churches.
现在新潮的教会,
have allowed members to be the center.
让会友成为教会的中心.
Don't laugh on my Cantonese.
你们会友要讲什么, 要做什么,
就做什么. Correct, not my Cantonese. You decide.
你们决定你们做王.
No, God decides.
不是神作王。
I heard of some church.
我听到一些教会,
if I go and preach,
如果我去讲道,
if not good,
如果我讲得不好,
WhatsApp group, they will all attack me.
他们 WhatsApp group 就会一直在那里攻击这个牧师。
Just now the pastor preach more, 5 minutes more, I'm so hungry.
刚才这个牧师讲超过5分钟，我很饿，我不爽。
Next time don't invite him.
下次不准叫他。 哟。
你得话事啦。
他们让会友做主。
Who's the center?
谁是中心呢？
Food.
食物。
The belly.
肚子。
My brother, my sister, it sounds funny.
弟兄姐妹，这听起来很奇怪。
Very laughable.
好像很好笑。
But needs us to ponder. Because when Jesus is at the center, everything will be very clear. You know your compass, if it is pointing the north, everything is very clear. You can ask Brother Joseph, he likes cars very much. If the alignment out a bit only,
如果那个 alignment 错了,
the car will sang it sebelah,
这个车就会不能够驾好。
If Jesus is at the center,
如果耶稣是在生命的中心,
everything will be in perfect harmony, perfect alignment.
的一切都会有完美的、正确的和谐。
You can judge everything very clearly when Jesus is at the center. Nothing will be out of balance.
所有的东西都不会不平衡。
You see that? It's very basic. But you, do you see or not? If it is not at the center, out a bit only, your alignment out already.
如果耶稣不在你的中心，那你
走错一点了，你就知道错了。 It will all go one side already.
如果你走错，你就是一直走错了。
I want to be rich, I want to be rich, I want to be rich.
我要有钱。
When I'm rich, I'm blessed. When I'm rich,
我有钱我就很蒙福。
Oh,
那你的心歪了，你就走错了。
Must go alignment already.
你就必须要调整自己。
Correct?
对吗？
Is Jesus the center?
耶稣是你生命的中心吗？
Everything will be in perfect harmony and balance.
所有的一切都会在完全的调谐之中。
Your past,
你的过去,
your present,
你的现在,
your future,
你的将来,
will be in beautiful balance.
都会成为一个很和谐的平衡。
When Jesus is at the center.
如果耶稣在你生命的中心,
some people, Jesus is not at the center, the past is at the center.
有些人他们的中心不是耶稣, 是过去。
Understand? So the past control them.
所以他们的过去控制他们。
But you see, when Jesus is at the center,
但是如果耶稣在他的中心,
you know how to forget the past,
你就知道懂得忘记过去。
You know how to learn from the past,
从过去学习教训。
You know how to learn to live in the present,
你就学习怎样活在现在, 在神的同在里。
And you let your future destiny shape you,
然后你的过去就因着你的现在而被塑造。
Do you see that? But if it is not centered, not balanced,
如果你的现在你的中心是不对的，
the past keep haunting you,
你的过去一直的在提醒你，
you worry about the future,
你就很担心你的将来，
the present you're very scared,
那你的现在就会很害怕，
you're all mixed up.
你所有的东西就混乱了。
Because your past, present, future is all mixed up. Because no center. Jesus is not at the center.
耶稣不是在你生命中的中心。
Amen.
Amen.
Do you see it or not?
你看到吗？
You need alignment.
你需要调整自己。
How to align?
怎样调整？
As long as Jesus is at the center.
就是耶稣在你生命的中心。
Not pastor.
不是牧师。
Not church.
不是教会。
Not ministry.
不是服事。
Not blessing.
不是祝福。
All are legitimate things.
这些都是合法的。
Not family.
不是家庭。
Jesus.
而是耶稣。
When you have that.
当你有这个。
I point to you something very powerful.
我只是给你一个很有能力的。
It's the beginning of the book of destiny.
这就是你开始了你走这个命定的书的。
After Jesus has cleansed the temple.
当耶稣洁净了圣殿。
In Matthew 21.
马太福音21章。
It's the same account. Every gospel has this account.
同样的记载。
In Matthew 21 verse 14.
21章14节。
Immediately after Jesus cleansed the temple.
耶稣洁净圣殿后。
The blind and the lame came to him in the temple.
瞎眼的瘸腿的来到圣殿来到耶稣面前耶稣就医治了他们
You begin to see the kingdom of God come down in your midst
你就开始看到神的国度降临在你当中
Do you have that? I'm not saying something wrong, no? Matthew 21:14
马太21章14节
After Jesus cleansed the temple
耶稣洁净圣殿之后
Immediately
马上
He will draw the lame, the blind, they will come.
他就吸引了瞎眼的、瘸腿的。
And they are all healed.
他们就得医治。
What does that mean?
这是什么呢？
God's purpose will be fulfilled.
神的旨意就成就在。
God's kingdom.
神的国度
will come.
降临。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Number two.
第二。
When Jesus is at the center,
当耶稣在中心,
look back at what Jesus said just now.
让我们回顾耶稣所说的。
He said, "Is it not written?"
他说，难道不是记着说？
In your scroll,
在你的卷上。
Wow, is it not written?
难道不是在记在你的卷上？
In your book of destiny,
在你的命定的书里面。
Do you see that?
你看到吗？
When Jesus cleansed the temple.And he is the center.
当耶稣洁净圣殿，然后他是生命的主，他是中心。
He begins to reveal to you.
他就能开始向你显示。
The scroll, the seal is removed.
这个印记就打开了。
This is your destiny.
你就看到你的命定是什么，你的将来是什么。
You shall be a house of prayer.
你必成为祷告的殿。
You see or not?
你看到吗
？He came into the temple.
耶稣来洁净圣殿。
He cleansed it.
洁净圣
殿 he came in, he cleansed,
他洁净了圣殿
he gives the destiny.
然后他给你你生命中的命定
This is not a house of thieves.
这不是贼窝
You have been walking in a permissive will. You have been doing your own things. You do not know which is God's destiny.
在做自己的事情不知道神的旨意是什么
Jesus cleansed it.
耶稣来洁净了
Jesus opens a scroll.
打开了这个卷
He reads.Is it not written in your book of destiny?
难道不是记在这个卷上吗
？That you are called to be king. That you are called to be priest.
被召做祭司。
That you are called to be a bride.
被召做心腹。
That you are called to be a son.
被召做儿子。
That you are called to be a father.
被召做父亲。
Suddenly, your life takes on a different dimension.
突然间，你的生命有了新的方向。
I'm a father in the kingdom.
我突然有启示，我就是我在天国里有一位父。
I am a father in the kingdom.
我在这个国度里是一个父。
And that's my destiny.
这就是我的命定。
I father people.
我成为别人的父亲，能够抚养别人。
I'm a son in the kingdom.
我在神的国里是一个儿子。
I take instructions. I reveal the kingdom.
我领受神的命令，然后启示神的国度。
I'm a priest in the kingdom.
我在神的国是一个祭司。
I have access to the heavenly realm.
我能够去到属天的领域。
Everything is different now.
所有一切都不一样了。
whether I am blessed or I am not,
不管你是蒙福还是不蒙福,
financially,
在经济上,
I have a destiny.
你突然发现了你的旨意。
Do you see that?
你看到了吗?
Because for Paul and other disciples,
保罗和其他门徒,
whether they are rich or not,
不管他们有钱还是没有钱,
they still fulfill God's destiny.
他们也成就了神的旨意。
Amen.
Amen.
Whether they are healthy or not,
不管他们健康还是不健康,
they fulfill God's destiny.
他们也成就了神的旨意。
Do you see that?
你看到吗?
Do you see that? I'm not bluffing you.
我不是骗你的。
They got persecuted, they got stoned.
他们被逼迫，他们被丢石头。
All the blood, all over.
全身流血。
Sometimes don't have enough vitamins.
饥饿没有足够的维他命，对吗？
He said hunger.
饥饿。
In hunger.
有时候他们饥饿。
Have you? How many of us in KLPJ experience hunger?
在我们这里，多少人经历过饥饿？
Paul had.
保罗有。
Lousy God.
你说他的神是没用的。
You see, everything is so different.
但是一切是那么不一样。
That's why you and I must register in school of unlearning.
所以我们应该要学习把错误的东西丢掉。
You must register in school of unlearning.
你必须要学习把错误的东西丢掉。
So many preachers today.
今天很多讲员。
Tell you motivational messages.
教你很多推动力的信息。
Build your ego.
建立起你的自我，老我。
Build your trust in the riches of the world.
教你相信世上的财富。
I have nothing against them.
我没有，我对他们没有敌意。
But let's go back to the Bible.
但是让我们回到圣经。
When Peter preached,
当彼得说话的讲道的时候
，was not motivational.
彼得并不是推动人的。
He preached.
他讲道的时候
，Holy Spirit,
圣灵。砸了人的心。
That is my Bible.
这就是我的圣经。
Not to motivate, happy, happy, happy.
彼得讲到的时候，并不是来推动你，哇，你要很开心，越来越好。
They were cut in your hearts.
彼得讲到的时候是砸人的心。
And they asked, what must we do?
他们就跑去问彼得，彼得，我们应该做什么？
God is wooing every one of us.
神在追求我们每一个人。
Like my daughters, I just want to tell them.
像我的女儿，我要告诉他们。
You see, you have sometimes you pray.
你看，有时候你祷告。
Then God answer you in dream.
然后神在梦中回答你。
But do you leave it there?
但是你是不是就把这个放在那边
？Sometimes God give you a dream.
有时候神给你一个梦。
Will you then pursue Him?
就是要让你会不会就更深的去追求他
？You listen to me. You hear me or not?When you have a dream,
当你有一个梦,
what is that?
这是什么呢?
God is saying, come, I have more.
神就是在吸引说, 来, 我还有更多。
I have more.
你来看, 我还有更多。
Some people get it wrong.
有些人搞错了。
I have a dream.
哦, 我有梦。
I go and publish 10 books about my dream.
我就去写十本书, 我有梦。
Not wrong and not wrong. I go and to exalt themselves.
然后就大大的高举自己跟每个人说我做了一个梦。
If God gives you, it's okay, right?
如果神给你
ask you to do, it's okay.
叫你写书，那是
many times.
但很多时候
God gives you all this.
神给你一些梦，一些东西
to draw you.
是来吸引你。
After you have a dream, you find God so real.
你有一个梦了，你发现神是那么真实。
What do you do?
那你要做什么呢？
What do you do?
你要做什么？
In my heart.
你就要跟神求做我心中的火。
What does that mean?
这代表什么呢？
You come to church.
你来教会。
God touched you.
神触摸你。
What do you do with that?
之后你要做什么呢？
What do you do? Be the fire.
你就要求神。
What does it mean?
做我心中的火。
What does it mean?
那是什么意思？
When the dreams that you have.
你有的梦。
The prophecies that you receive.
你有的预言。
It's just a means
只是一个工具
to bring you to God.
吸引你来到神
When you encounter in that way, hello?
当你在这里与神相遇
What do you do?
那你要做什么呢
You should tomorrow wake up 3 o'clock and pray.
你就应该明天三点起来祷告
Correct, no?
对吗？更加的追求神
You should wake up and say, I want more.
你应该说，我要更多
There is more.
还有更多关于神
That is the correct attitude.
这就是正确的态度。
That will attract heaven down again.
会吸引天堂降临。
We laugh about it.
我们有时候听了笑。
But if you watch one episode of a Hong Kong or a Korean drama,
但如果你看那个香港还是什么连续剧一集,
the first episode so nice,
哇,第一集那么好看,
after you see your husband fall asleep,
然后你看你丈夫睡了,
3-4 o'clock you jump down from the your bed and go and quietly go and watch.
3-4点你就从床上跳下来偷看。
Why is that not crazy?
为什么你人家这样的时候你就没有讲这个人疯呢?
Why some children?
为什么有些孩子他们玩电脑游戏?
Gain so much, play until don't want parents to know, right?
玩到很喜欢偷偷玩，不让父母知道。
When you receive prophecy,
当你领受了一些预言,
when you have God touch you,
神触摸了你。
那你的反应应该是什么? It's like you watch the first videotape.
就好像你看那个第一个连续剧
of heaven.
你看天上的第一个戏剧
so good.
那么好.
I just can't wait tomorrow to wake up to watch the second.
我忍不住明天早上起来，我还希望神再启示我第二集。
Cannot wait to wake up to spend time with God.
忍不住要快点醒来跟神花时间。
Wow, I spend so much time. I'm sorry. You know, I spent so much time. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You see that? How important it is.
你看到这是多么重要?
I'm very nice. I don't preach like Peter.
我没有像彼得那样讲道。
Correct,
right?
But how I wish that the Holy Spirit, when I speak, will take the word and wish. Dish inside you. To do the unschooling, unlearning in your mind. Otherwise, you will still continue to be off target. Jesus, not at the center. Always berat sebelah, always trying to find a way. Let's stand. That's the introduction to our book of destiny. Hallelujah. Do you see that? When Jesus cleansed the temple, he immediately read. He said, is it not written? This is your destiny. After he has cleansed the temple, after he has done all that, your destiny becomes clear. When God becomes the center of your life, you long to spend time with him. You just want to find time with him. That's a clear evidence that Jesus is at the center. When you really want to spend time, you say, if nobody wants to be with you, God, I will accompany you.
当你开始说，神啊，没有人要跟你在一起，我就要陪伴你，跟你在一起，开始很渴慕神。
I want to accompany you.
神，我要陪伴你，我要跟你一起。
That is a clear evidence.
那就是清楚的确定。
Jesus is at the center of your life.
耶稣已经成为你生命的中心。
But if you would rather spend time with the television,
那如果你宁可花时间看电视,
with the computer games,
花时间玩电脑游戏,
every other thing,
或者做其他的东西,
then when come to the Bible,
那来到圣经的时候,
you say, "Aiya, very sleepy."
你就说, "Aiya, 圣经很爱睡."
"Aiya, pray."
"Aiya, 祷告."
"You know how to pray."
不知道要怎样祷告。
"Sleep lah."
睡觉更好。
Jesus is not at the center.
那耶稣就不是你生命的中心。
I must say clearly.
那我要清楚地跟你说,
Jesus is not at the center.
耶稣不是你生命的中心。
What is your response today, my brother?
今天你的回应是什么?
And I ask Brother Joseph to play the song, Jesus be the center.
让耶稣做我们生命的中心。
We're going to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to work inside our hearts.
让我们邀请圣灵在我们心中动工。
Because just now I started by reading Revelation.
刚才我读启示录。
Where Jesus is in the midst of the golden lampstand.
让耶稣在金灯台的中间。
So today we believe
今天我们相信,
that Jesus is in the midst of his people.
耶稣是在他的百姓当中,
and he's walking in their midst.
在我们当中行走。
Amen.
Amen.
Do you believe Jesus is in the middle of the golden lampstand?
你相信耶稣是在金灯台的中间吗?
Where is the temple?
那殿在那里呢?
Inside you and me.
在你和我里面。
He is with us.
在我们里面。
Hallelujah. Close, just close your eyes, begin to talk to God. Jesus, be the center. Jesus, be the center one more time. The reason.